Hey guys, what's up? We're back. This is Date Fails. I'm Kate Quigley. We're on All Things Comedy. And as usual, I'm excited for today. I mean, I say the same shit every week. It's like, how do you start this? Every week I'm like, and I'm excited.
But she's been lying that whole time.
But really, I've never been excited until now.
Me too.
Actually, this is really cool because I've been wanting to have you on forever.
Yeah,
like we were just talking about it before the show. I'm like, how many times have I said to you when I see you out?
Not every time I see you, but like every other time you're like, and you're not on my ass about it, but you're like,
I am.
Hey, dude, at some point you should get on the thing. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm telling you right now, this is probably the third podcast I've ever done, because I was going to tell you, I don't do podcasts.
I know, you don't do podcasts.
I don't do podcasts.
You did tell me you don't do podcasts, and I was like, I refuse to accept that.
Yeah.
Just so you know, so that you know what good company you're in, I had Cat Williams on here, and it's the only podcast he's ever
Cat's
done.
Cat's the best.
And,
I love Cat.
You know, I think he said, well, it's because I'd like to hit it, which I was like, I'm okay with that.
That's cool.
Whatever your reason is for coming on.
I co-headlined, I forgot what college it was. I opened, I guess I opened for Cat. We both did an hour, but I was first, and this is right before he blew up, and he was hilarious. He was such a great character.
He's so funny.
He's just like, I mean, I don't know if he's just always on, but he comes in and he had the biggest white fur coat. Like, he looked like a circle from a distance. It was a huge white circle. And then after that, he was so nice. He came up and was like, yo, man, let me get one of your DVDs. I'm like, you don't have to. And he got one of his entourage to pay me. And I'm like, I was like, dude, I'll just give you my DVD. He's like, nah, man, you gotta earn what you know. And I'm like, oh, thanks, man. He was so funny.
No way.
Yeah, he was a really cool guy. I like him.
I mean, I need to try to get him back, because when I had him on, that's when I used to do this podcast at John Lovett's Comedy Club way back before it closed down, which was like 3 years ago or something. And Kat came and did it there. And then when the club closed, they took like all the files from everyone's shows and stuck them in some storage unit somewhere. Mm. And then the guy with the key like quit. And long story short, I've never been able to get any of those. So there's all these awesome episodes. I had like John Lovitz and Cat Williams, and I got to get those.
Get your hands on. I'm sorry, I interrupted your intro to me. Everyone's like, who the hell's talking right
now? No. This is coming now. It's fine. Right. You know, because this is the thing, guys. This guy's a hilarious comic. One of my favorite comics. You're so fucking funny. He plays clubs all over the country. And he has an amazing YouTube channel, which is really the reason I wanted to have him on, because he gives fantastic dating and relationship advice.
Real advice.
Real.
That works.
Yeah, it's real. So you got to check out his YouTube. It is youtube.com/ Elliot Chang Official. Elliot spelled in the most confusing fashion.
Yeah.
E-L-I-O-T Chang, C-H-A-N-G Official. It's Elliot Chang, everyone!
Hey.
Woo!
Yay me.
Thank you for clapping for yourself to make it sound like there's
twice the audience in here.
Yay. Yeah, I love your YouTube videos. And we did one together.
Yeah, we did. And it was on the fly. And because I knew you'd be good on it, because like you're just good on the fly and it's more authentic that way. And I've done that, whether it's girls, whether it's female friends or girls I'm dating. Like, I don't, you know, I just bring it up. And if they go yes, I'm like, let's do it right now, because I want it to be really authentic and in the moment. And I've had that. I've had girls where I'm like, hey, we had a date, like a first date. Can, you know, you want to talk about it? And like, surprisingly, they're like, okay. And I'm like, all right, great. And you get to rate me and you can tell me what I did good or bad. And it's been great.
What a risk. I mean, you'll go out on one date with a girl and then be like, hey, I'd like to put you on camera and have you talk about the date. And you're not afraid?
No, because I don't care. Because it's like, we're not all perfect. And I'm like, I'm playing the numbers. I'm like, look, I think I score high numbers more than less. You know, so I'm like, look, I think it'll be fine. And by the way, I don't want to get give the impression that I ask every single girl I go out with. Every now and then there's a girl who's clearly open to it. Like, you already know when you talk to someone if they're a private person. I can tell, like, they're not going to be down for this. But I can tell, there have been girls who are like, I'm totally down. You know, I'm like, can we talk about, like, sex and this? And they're like, absolutely, I don't care. And I'm like, so when you know you got someone like that, I'm like, I have to take advantage of this.
Yeah, that's true. If they're really cool and open
and stuff.
They're very
cool, yeah.
Have you ever had a girl that you went on one date with and then you were like, let's do a video where you rate me, and then she says things that you're like, shit, really? Like, anything bad?
Absolutely. I definitely had girls go, no. Just like immediately, I was like, kind of soured the night. Because then they wonder, like, wait, was that, like, this whole premise was based, like, did you go out with me for hoping to get me on camera? I'm like, no. I was just saying, we're having a good time and you seem like you might be open to it, and I just misguessed, you know? And I've definitely had the, oh, yeah, sure. And I can tell, like, she's not going to do it. And then they just disappear. And, like, she was just getting rid of me.
They
like
just
that.
Disappear.
Yeah, which is not uncommon in dating world.
Have you ever had one, though, that says yes and then says things about you on camera that you're like, fuck?
No. I mean, actually, the girls that have done it have been very cool. I mean, they've definitely been honest and been like, hey, that was a negative thing that you did on the date. But it was like, but overall, look, overall, I had a great time. That's why we're still together, you know. But here, like, you, when you did that, I thought that was cheesy or corny or annoying. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. That's,
no way.
It's like a test. Like, as long as it's not, as long as I don't get, like, less than a D,
right.
I'm fine, you know.
You get a B minus, yeah, you're good.
It means, like, I did well 80% of the night. That's great. I think that's a great statistic.
You know what's kind of fantastic about this too is like how many guys get to go on a date or girls and then after be like, okay, and now we're going to take a survey of what I did right and wrong and have someone tell them like how useful for you.
I've done that a bunch of times even before YouTube. I would do that where if I knew for sure a girl and I were breaking up, you know, and it's usually on the phone because they never want to do it in person. I'm really cool about, like, I want to break up in person. I want to, you know, do that face-to-face.
You do?
I don't care. I have no shame. I'm not, I have very thick skin. It doesn't matter, you know, it's over. So you're never going to see the person again. So, like, hey, you know, screw it. Like, if they show up, maybe we'll get to do one last bang or...
For sure.
You know, or it'll just be, like, a great... For me, like, even if it's bad, for me, it's a great story. Not for, like, YouTube, but just for life. It's, like, it was a great experience. Like, I like horrific things as much as I like wonderful things because it's you learn from it. But I definitely, there was this one time this girl was definitely on the way to ghosting me. And I could totally tell. So I got her on the phone and I made her admit it. And I'm very cool about like being nice about it. I don't go and screaming like, look, you're not calling me back. I'm like, hey, listen, this is a practice speech I've done so many times. I'm like, hey, listen, I'm getting the vibe that I think everything's cool with us. You think I'm a nice person. But for whatever reason, I don't think you're really... you know, dying to date me again. And because you're a nice person and you think I'm a nice person, instead of telling me that face to face, you're kind of like phasing me out. I mean, I'm just kind of thinking that's what's going on. Maybe
no
you don't
way.
Even realize. And most girls, if you do it gently, most girls are like, yeah, that kind of is what's happening. I'm so sorry. And I'm like, no, don't worry about sorry. And I'm like, and we just talk it out. And a lot of times we'll end up laughing because I just break that tension. And many, many times when I've done this, a girl at the end of conversation has been like, you know, I'm having such a good time talking to you. Like, maybe we should just hang out this Friday. And I've always been like, no, it's okay. I'm like, no, we're done.
You do not.
I do, because I'm like, look, we're done. It doesn't matter. Like, I'm just going to find someone else. But I don't say that. What I'm saying is, like, there's no point in, like, yeah, I'm going to drag you out for one last night. Because that means if that's the case, every time I bring you out, I'm going to have to, like, talk you into it because you were already on the ledge.
Right.
For me, if you're on your way out, it's all good. Like, I'm only interested in being with someone who's as enthusiastic with seeing me as I am with them because the sex is going to be better.
True.
Before the sex, just hanging out is going to be fun because, like, we both want to be here.
Yeah, you're excited to be there.
Yeah, you're not selling me. I'm not selling you. It's like, no, we're beyond that. We're just here to enjoy each other. But what I do is I do this. So I go, hey, so let me ask you this. So, you know, did you ever feel like I wasn't being a gentleman or if I was being rude or demeaning to you? And they're like, no. I'm like, okay. And like, you know, not to be too forward, but like, you know, I think the kissing was great. If we had sex, I'm like, I think the sex was good. And it probably would have gotten better over time as we got to know each other's rhythms. But like, were there any complaints there? And they'd be like, no, not really. You know, I'm like, okay. And like, I mean, compared to like other guys you've met in LA specifically, like, am I douchey or am I better? And they're always like, no, you're actually much, much nicer. You know, because I'm a very affectionate person. Like, you know, you don't seem to be held back by PDA. You're very open. And I'm like, all right, cool. All right, well, anyway, it was great talking to you. And I just get off. And then I know they're walking around. They walk away going, man, I think I made a mistake.
Yeah, you get to win.
I get to win.
You're
like, they were dumping me. But then they walk away like, oh, shit, I think I made a mistake. And I always know, like, I don't think I've rarely been dumped because I was a dick. It's always because I can tell, like, a girl's just not ready for like a big commitment, and so they freak out and they run. And instead of telling you that, they just ghost you. And the funniest,
I do that.
Oh yeah,
I do that totally.
And the funniest thing is, I've never ever once said to a girl, "I want a big commitment. I want to be your boyfriend." I've never said that, but because I'm a nice person, they assume that's where it's going, and they don't know. I fucking bang around. Like, I don't care. You know, I can curse, by the way. Right?
Yes,
okay,
you
sorry.
Did.
Sorry.
I'm just thinking in my head about how many times I've blown guys off because I think that they want more than I do because they're just being so nice and so into me that I'm like, this guy is obviously like falling in love with me and he's going to want me to commit. And so I start to push them away. But now in my head, I'm like, maybe he's just being that way with like five girls at once.
Yeah. Sometimes it's weird. Sometimes if you are a nice person, it works against you as a guy. It's like, well, he's a gentleman, so that must mean he wants marriage and stuff like that. And I'm like, that's never come out of my mouth ever. And you're just assuming that.
You know what's so funny is that I was recently dating a guy that I would get irritated because he wasn't sexualizing me. Right. He was just all about like conversation and stuff. But whenever I'd try to like flirty text him or like sext him a little bit, like he wasn't that into it and he didn't want to have sex that much. And it was driving me crazy. And finally, I stopped seeing him because I was like, you know, I can't date a guy that doesn't want to have sex with me because it's getting in my head. Like there's something up with me.
Yeah.
But then I started dating another guy. And after like 3 or 4 dates, I was trying to really take my time and like not hook up with him until I was like really dying to. So after like the 3rd or 4th date, he said something to me like, you know, so when am I gonna see some of that ass or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And I text my friend. I'm like, I'm kind of bummed. I'm kind of turned off because I just feel like now he's just trying to hit it.
Yeah.
And then I was laughing because I'm like, so the guy that isn't sexualizing me, I'm getting annoyed that he's not. The guy that is sexualizing me, I'm getting annoyed that he is. I'm not sure guys can win.
No, it's guys can if they just understand the balance. Like the first guy went too asexual where you lost interest. You're like, I guess he's not into me or like it's too much in my mind. Like, why is he not touching me?
Yeah.
And he might have, first of all, he might have been doing the ploy of like, look, I'm going to turn around so much by not being so sexual with her to the point that she's gonna jump me. But it sounded like he just took it too far. It's like, dude, you should have like stopped that a couple of days in and finally like, yeah, come on over, let's hang out, and then boom, you know. Or and the second guy just went too sexual where it's like it's the balance. And what I've learned is like sometimes I'll be I won't be non-sexual. I'll just be calm about it. But when we're behind closed doors, I'll definitely really be an animal. So like when we actually bang, I won't be respectful at all. Like guys who, if you guys don't it's funny, I love the word bang and bone more than fuck, but anyway, don't fuck a girl with respect in your mind.
No, like, thank you.
Everything up to the clothes coming off, be very respectful, but I say the nastiest, craziest stuff when I'm in bed, and I'm like, you just tell the girl what to do, because she'll just, if she doesn't want to do it, she really doesn't want to do it, she'll be like, I'm not into that. But any girl who's even on the fence, she'll do it because she's like, wow, I'm more turned on because he's taking charge. So like maybe I don't like this position, but because he told me to do it, it's a real big turn on. And you know, and I'm not saying, guys, I'm not saying like beat women and like be abusive to it. What I'm saying is take charge sexually, but not like in public at a restaurant, but like when the doors are finally closed, totally be an animal and you should be a complete beast, you know?
Oh my God, Elliot, all the girls listening right now are like standing up and applauding.
Yeah.
You couldn't be more right.
Yeah.
I'm in love with you saying this. Every girl wants it.
Every girl wants it because it's just natural. Like, except for the specific girl who's like, no, I personally like to wear the pants in the relationship. I'm like, that's fine. But the majority of girls, if they want you to be the man, you know, when it comes to, you know, banging, like, you gotta be really, you know, take charge. And so, yeah, I think that guy, like, he just showed his cards too soon. Like, let me see that ass. And, like, I mean, I get it because I personally believe, and I've said this to you many times, I think it's very important for a couple, male and male, male and female, female and female, no matter what your orientation, I think it's very important for you guys to have sex as soon as possible because that is a huge part of your compatibility. Now, I'm not saying it's like, hello, here's your coffee, let's fuck. I'm saying like, there's
what?
So many.
That's not the plan?
That's not the plan. There's so many girls I've talked to who are like, yeah, you know, I decided to wait to our third date. And there are plenty of girls who are like, yeah, I just knew I wanted to bang you the first night, so I had no problem with that. I'm like, that's great. Because the girls who wait think that'll extend how long-term your relationship will be, and it won't. It won't. Like, if a guy's going to be with you long-term, he will be, whether you bang on the first night or a month later. Personally, any girl who's ever made me wait a month, we've never even got to a month. Like, if I'm still waiting around a month, I just move on to someone else.
You're like
else.
Over it.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm over it. And like, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying like, you know, you shouldn't have a connection personality-wise. You shouldn't find out what their interests are. You should. But what I'm saying is when you are both clearly ready to bang and you're both into it, just do it. Like, you know, if you're 16, maybe wait. But, you know, once you're above 21, there is no sense in waiting.
But wait a second. So this is interesting.
Yeah.
But I kind of agree with you because I do think chemistry is massive.
Yeah.
And I don't think chemistry is something people are like, well, sometimes you have to have sex a few times to see if it's good. Yes, but if the chemistry is not there, I feel like you can't generate it.
Yeah.
That being said, I think that men and women are a little different in the fact that sometimes, let's say we hook up. Let's say you and I meet, we have instant chemistry.
Right.
I've had this happen with a couple guys where like we hang out once. I don't fuck him because I don't want to fuck him the first time.
But you know.
But I already know the second time.
Yeah,
it's happening.
Yeah.
The second time we hook up. The problem is when the chemistry is so intense that it's amazing right away, a lot of girls, and I do this, we start to try to find other things we have in common to make the
relationship
work.
And sometimes you fabricate a relationship.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't feel like men don't do that. Men can be like, all right, the sex is amazing. Unfortunately, I don't see a relationship with this one, but I'll keep banging her. But girls, we sometimes can't help when the chemistry is that intense. Yeah.
No, you're absolutely right. And so I'll make an amendment to my statement because you're right. What I'm saying is, so if you're a girl, I'm saying you shouldn't be ashamed of having sex on the first night if by that time you're like, you know what? I'm not making this in my head. We do have a lot in common. You know, he's not lying to me. I checked his background. And you know what I mean? It's like he definitely works where you say he works. And there is something special here. But yes, you're right. Like a girl, you should definitely not be like, you know, I only have chemistry with this guy. And I actually didn't learn anything else about him. But I'm going to bang him anyway. Like that's probably a mistake.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is when everything else is lined up, you're like, I found out everything I want to know about his background. And the chemistry is there. So instead of waiting a month because that's the rule we were taught in etiquette school, like I'm going to bang him tonight. And that's totally fine. And
I do agree with that.
And by the way, I think as comedians, we have a luxury that other people don't have. And I realized as I was talking, like, because as a guy, if you're in show business, if you're a performer, you know, I probably have access or the ability to have sex with women sooner than the guy who works in a bank or who's like,
do you
just,
think so?
Absolutely. Because, you know, performing is an aphrodisiac. You know, when you see someone good at what they do, that's an aphrodisiac. But then especially if it's a performance, because what we do is we express our personalities. So if they've been watching you for like an hour, they feel like they already know you. So that's why they can go to sex. They can have sex with you quicker because like, well, I already know this person, even though it's like we just met tonight.
For the guys, I know totally. Yeah, 100%. The girls feel like they already kind of know you.
Yeah.
And they're so turned on by the fact that they're going to hook up with the guy that all the other girls in the club were laughing at, which is a huge turn.
There's a social value to like, I'm hooking up with the star of the night. You know, there's a social value to that. And like, that's, and also that has handicapped me a lot in real relationships. This, like, I prefer to date almost exclusively people who are not in the business.
Yeah.
Because I need that realness in my life of like, all right, when I'm off stage and I go home to like my boo, whoever it is, it's like, we have our real life. Like we're not out, you know, in show business. We're just going to watch a Netflix or go to a movie. And that's really important to me to be grounded. But, like, I just realized I do have that advantage because, like, you know.
True.
You know, if you're an accountant, you can't live the life that we live. And I've been spoiled. Like, so I've had the ability to just have sex, if not the first night after a show, like, very, like, the second day. Like, at the most, the girl's, like, saying, like, all right, I want to bang him, but I'm going to wait for the second day. But even the second day, guys are like, wow, second day? And I'm like, yeah, to me, like, if a girl makes me wait to the third date, I am, like, over it. I'm like,
oh,
Jesus,
my God,
seriously,
Elliot.
You know?
Really?
I'm over it.
And I don't ever hook up with guys on the second date, really, unless I'm, like, crazy attracted to them.
Well, but the thing is, you know what? I usually don't see a girl again unless we are crazy attracted to each other.
Oh,
so.
See, I do because I'm trying so hard to, like, change what I'm attracted to. I really...
So we'll get now, to it tonight. I have so much advice for you, but like
I know,
like, this is the perfect place to do it.
Well, okay, but there is something I mean that I will say, and okay, so to the girls that are listening, I hope they don't feel like I'm betraying women by saying this, but also we have a lot of male listeners, and there is a secret I feel that guys can do, and maybe it's not a secret, maybe you know. We'll see.
Okay.
So you have the advantage of you're on stage and you're being vulnerable and you're sharing a lot of information.
Yeah.
And so they get to know that. I can say that when I have hooked up with guys very quickly, a lot of the time it's because on the first date, the guy will reveal some very intimate personal information that makes you feel like they really like you and trust
connection,
you.
Connection, yes.
Yeah, like, you know, something about losing a parent or something like. If you tell a girl something that seems like a private personal fact soon into the conversation, it does make girls feel like, oh my God, this guy really is into me or he wouldn't be telling me this. And
Absolutely. Then
we hook up a little quicker.
Guys, a great opening line to any story is, you know, I don't normally share this about myself. That works like crazy. It's
crazy.
It's the key to the door, I'm telling you. And by the way, I just realized because all this... I sound so braggadocious with everything I've been talking about. Guys, anyone who's watching this like video-wise, like I don't get a lot of girls because I'm cool. I'm not the best looking guy. I don't have the best body. I'm not the richest guy. I'm not the smartest guy. I want you guys to know I don't think I'm the shit. I mean, I do and I don't, but I don't think I'm the shit. What it is the reason I date so much is because I go for it. You know, I always go for
it. It's a numbers game.
It's a numbers game. And I don't, and that doesn't demean the people I end up hooking up with. I go, most guys will be like, eh, I don't think she was into it. Like, did you even ask? Like, take a chance. You know, like, when I saw you the other night, I tried to hit on your friend. She totally stonewalled me. I'm like, that's all right. No
Which
worries.
Which friend? I don't remember that.
I don't want to say on the
okay.
air.
Okay.
But anyway, she was standing there, but she was hot. She was standing there by herself. And I'm like, who is that? And I just walked up. I'm like, I don't need no intros. I don't care. And I just walked up. I'm like, hey, you here for Kate? She's like, yeah. I'm like, hey, I'm Elliot. Just started talking to her. And again, like, you know, she gave me a standoffish thing, which you expect for the first few seconds when a stranger approaches a stranger. But I said, like, hey, this is who I am. That's how I know Kate. And she kept talking to me. And then, you know, all I need is about 10 minutes to know if someone's going to bring down their guard. And I'm like, you know what? I was like, hey, she doesn't owe me anything. I tried. I was being very polite. I'm like, all right, well, anyway, later. And I just walked away and I was like, totally stonewalled me. And I'm like, it's all good. Not a big deal. But I went for it. But most guys are like, no, she's probably waiting for a boyfriend. Yeah, she's not interested. I'm like, dude, how do you know if you don't just freaking go for it?
100%.
And I always go for it. So.
And also, I want to say, too, that I am of the opinion, and I mean this, that no one is out of anyone's league.
Yeah.
Like, I always hear guys use the phrase, like, she's out of my league. And the thing is, it's like, I end up dating assholes a lot. And the reason I think it happens is because they're the only guys with the balls
yes.
to come up. Because they, you know, for whatever reason, I'm friends with a lot of guys. Like the other night at my birthday party, there's so many guys there. And a lot of guys will see that and be like, oh, all those dudes are trying. I'm not even going to bother. And so they won't try.
They won't even try.
When the truth is that, like, those guys are my friends. And if somebody new came up and started talking to me, he'd totally have a shot. And I would talk to anybody. And I just feel like guys shoot themselves in the foot if they think, I mean, you never know, because even if you're not the best looking guy in the room or you're not the richest guy, maybe she just dated some total piece of shit and she's looking for just a nice guy that's going to treat her well.
Absolutely.
I swing both ways.
I don't care what, like, the only no guys are really listening to is the no in their own head, and that's killing them. It's killing them. It's like when we saw the other girl that night, the big tall girl, I was like, I'm totally getting her number before I leave. As soon as I saw her, I'm going to get her number. And like, yeah, like that. And you were like, hey, that girl's really pretty. You should get her. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna. I was like, shut up, kid. I'm gonna.
Oh.
I don't need your help. But like,
no, I just thought she was pretty.
Yeah, she was very pretty. And she was like, she was clearly, like, I asked her, and she's like 6 feet and 6 feet tall. I'm 5'8". But I don't care. I don't care. I don't care how tall you are. And by the end of the night, I got her number. I think she's gonna try to come to a show. Yeah, absolutely.
You have a video about tall women.
Yeah.
And if you're the shorter guy hitting on tall
women. It doesn't matter, because like, I even talked to that girl. And by the way, this is what I'll do. So if it is a tall girl, first, I'm gonna totally flirt. Hit on them as if I always say, like, I'm 5'8", but I bang like I'm 6'4", you know? And
you
I always
tell them
say,
that?
I say, first of all, I say that on stage, and then I might say it as a joke if it comes. I won't say it, that's not my opening line, but if it comes up jokingly, if they bust my balls, like, oh, you're shorter than me, I'm like, listen, then I'll say it. But in general, what I'm saying is you should always talk like you're 7 feet tall. Like, I don't talk like, hey, thanks for talking to me because, you know, I'm smaller.
Wait, how tall are you, 5'8"?
I'm 5'8".
That's so funny because I thought you were taller.
No, everyone thinks I'm 5'10 or more. And I'm like, I think it's because I got a big mouth and I come off like I'm bigger. And so I was talking to her. And as I got to know her, she told me, she's like, yeah, my last boyfriend was 5'7". I'm like, there we go. You know, see, exactly. So she's obviously open to it. And and by the way, so this was like subconscious. So I'm like, so I'm talking about her, quote unquote, last boyfriend, but in essence, I'm setting up for the future. I'm like, yeah, because it doesn't matter if a guy's 5'7", 5'8". It's about the guy, right? She goes, yeah. I'm basically getting the yes and everything I'm saying. And I'm like, yeah, because, like, you know, I've talked to so many girls who said it doesn't matter if the guy was smaller than me as long as he doesn't feel like he was a small guy. And I'm like, right? And she goes, right. So, you know, if she ever brings that up as an excuse to not hook up with him, like, look, we already know you're open to that, so shut up. You know?
You're the king of leading girls into...
Oh, absolutely.
That's what you do. You basically just steer the conversation into whatever direction you want it to go.
It's sales.
Very well.
Remove all the no's and just hand them all the yeses.
You know, I have to say about short guys that, no joke, when I was, like, in high school, I was like, I'll never hook up with a guy that's under, like, 5'10". I thought that I had to have taller guys. It was all I was attracted to. And for years, and then I was married to a guy that was 6'4". For years, I was only into taller guys, right? Then after my marriage, one of the first guys that I ended up hooking up with was my height. Literally, I'm 5'5". He was 5'5". And I was like, this is actually... Like, I was really into it. There was something about, like, everything being right at the same height that I liked. And then the next guy I hooked up with was, like, 5'6". And he was the best sex I ever had. He was so good in bed. And then I started thinking, holy shit, like, short guys think they have to live up to something.
Exactly.
So they work way harder
they do.
In bed.
It's
That's
true.
What I started thinking. And now I'm just like, I'm really attracted to smaller guys, it turns out.
Like, for me, I honestly do prefer, like, if I could choose a perfect height,
yeah.
It's always been between 5'0 and 5'4 because this is a caveman thing, but I do like being much bigger because I like being able to carry my girl, fireman carry, pick her up, throw her around the bed. I love to be able to, during sex, I love being able to, like, literally pick a girl up and spin her around instead of having to, like, wait for her to stand up and turn around.
Damn, Elliot.
Like, throw her around the bed. Look, I prefer that. But I've definitely gone out with girls my height or taller than me, and it's just a little bit different. Like, when I've been with girls taller than me, like, look, I can't throw them around because they're physically bigger. I'm not that strong, you know?
It is so great, though, when guys are like that. I'm so glad you keep reiterating this point. Like, I just love when guys are like that in bed. I
absolutely.
Love it.
And, like, honestly, anytime I've gone out with a tall girl, I love walking to a club holding the hand of a tall girl, and, like, so her head is above everyone's head and mine, but then they're like, they see me with her holding hands, they're like, wait, what?
They're like, how'd that happen? He's rich.
Yeah, no, that's what they think. But, like, she's like a beacon in the sky because she's so tall, and I love it, especially if a girl's like, I've been with tall girls, like, hey, if you don't want me to put my heels on, I understand. I'm like, put your fucking heels on. I want you as tall as possible. If you're towering over me, it's going to make me feel good when I'm banging you later. I'm like, yeah, I took this Amazon down. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
And I feel like the older you get, I don't know about you, but the older I get, the more I'm open to, like, all different types and try. Like, I really can feel, since I've hit my 30s, like, they say women in their 30s and 40s are at their sexual peak.
Yeah, they are.
I can feel it since I've hit, like, I want to try everything. I want to do everything. I want to experiment with everything. Which brings up a great segue, by the way, that I have to mention, which is the podcast has a new sponsor, which I'm very excited about. So since we're talking about crazy, wild sex, Elliot, are you into, like, sex toys at all?
No, I've never been into that. I'm just like, you know, I got the toy attached to me. I don't need anything else.
I might have to get you some. I might have to hook you up. I might have to expand your horizons. What about lingerie?
You know, I like girls in lingerie, absolutely. Like, I definitely like girls who put on... I've had a few girlfriends who, like, they'll surprise me with a little lingerie show that they bought, and, you know, they'll go out, like, oh, I bought this, and I like the girl who doesn't, like, just wear it to bed, but, like, they'll be like, hold on, I'll be right back, disappears and comes out and surprises me. I'm like,
really?
Oh,
wow. Is that better?
It's better because, like, I didn't know it was coming. Like, especially if it's in the middle of the day, she's like, hey, I'll be right back. I'm going to the bathroom. And then they come out and you're like, whoa. It's such a great surprise. And
middle of the day sex is always a great surprise.
It's always great.
And then lingerie especially.
Yes.
Well, I bring this up because the new sponsor on the show, AdamandEve.com, which if you folks don't know, they have everything from lingerie to sex toys to lube to lotions. You can get it all. And I'm really excited because I love all this stuff. By the way, if any of the guys are listening and you want to, you know, send me lingerie, I'm happy to wear it. Go to adamandeve.com, put in the promo code DATE, DATE, just like date fails, and you get 50% off almost everything in the store, 50% off almost everything, and you get 3 free adult DVDs plus a free mystery gift. And to top it all off, we even throw in free shipping for you on your entire order. So make sure you guys check it out, adamandeve.com. Put in the code DATE. It's almost Christmas, too. What a great Christmas gift. I would love for someone to buy me, like, a naughty Mrs. Claus outfit. So get that for your girl. Or guy.
Or guy.
I think it's cool when guy. I mean, I don't need my guy to be, like, in lingerie, but I love when guys send hot photos. And, like, for girls, a guy in, like, boxer briefs and no shirt, like, that's so hot to me.
Yep.
Do you ever take hot photos?
I rarely do. I've only sent, like, maybe one or two dick pics in my entire life because it's just like, first of all, the one thing I tell everyone, I'm like, look, if you're going to send, like, a pussy pic or a dick pic, don't have your face in it. Just in case you break up and then boom, because I don't care if pictures of my dick get out there if it's not attached to my face. They don't know it's me. But in general, like, I don't instigate that. It's always a girl saying, hey, you know, I miss you, send me a pic. I'm like, all right. She's like, yeah, go to when you're in the
but
gym.
But does she
take
want a
off.
Dick pic? Because I way more prefer, like, a hot photo of a guy with a
both.
Shirt off.
It'll be both. Like, I'll start off with, like, all right, fine, I'll go to the gym, and when I'm in the gym, I'll take a picture. But eventually, at the very end, it's another trick of mine. Like, because I don't propose a dick pic. I wait for the girl to ask for it because it's more intense when she gets it. So I just keep going, oh, how about that? And then finally, a girl will be like, dude, where's the dick pic already? I'm like, all right, here it comes.
Really?
Yeah, I definitely, I never bring it up. you know, I just let it build. And I'm like, here you go.
You know, I'm not really a big dick pic person, to be honest. But I had one guy one time send me a dick pic that was, like, really hot. But what it was, so you guys could do this, is it wasn't really, like, I couldn't see all of his dick. He kind of, like, held his shorts out, and he had an erection, but he didn't pull it out. So he took the photo down his shorts, and it was kind of shadowy, and I could kind of see it, but not quite. So it was almost like a girl sending you, like, a photo that's not totally nude, but it's, like, implied. Yeah. It's almost hotter.
I think dick pics are only between people who have they're already in a serious relationship or something like that. Or they've at least been banging for a while. You never send a dick pic cold to, like, someone who hasn't even seen you.
Please, like, God, no. Don't ever do that.
The dick pic shouldn't be the first time a girl sees your dick, you know?
Oh, God, that's the worst. Yeah. I never want to see a dick before.
Unless she asked for it.
No. Okay. All right, I have a list of your videos that I pulled up that I thought were interesting. So there's so many things I want to talk about. How about this? Now, I have a feeling I know what you're going to say, because you think people should hook up quickly, but do you think a guy should always kiss a girl on the first date?
Absolutely.
So do I.
Absolutely. Because, again, it's just the measure of chemistry, and it's like, I was just talking about this the other day, like, any girl who's been like, yeah, I don't kiss on their first date, that's fine. Everything I say, by the way, ladies, no one owes anyone anything. You don't owe me sex right away. I'm just saying, I'm used to it. You don't owe me a kiss on the first date. I'm just saying, that's what I go for. But if you, any girl who's been like, I don't kiss, I've never been mad. I'm like, all right, that's cool. That's who you are. But statistically, any girl who's been like, yeah, I don't kiss on the first date, that relationship has never gone anywhere, because not because that they're a bad person, but we're too different. Like,
oh, for you mean?
Yeah. I'm a very affectionate person, and you know, I want to kiss. If I'm interested in you, I want to kiss you and see if we have chemistry. Because there have been definitely girls I kissed, and immediately I'm like, oh, fuck.
Same.
We have zero chemistry.
The first kiss tells you everything, I think. And then also, too, like, so I have a friend. He has a date today, actually. Okay. And he's like, Kate, I'm not sure if it's a date. He's like, because it's a girl that he kind of works with. And he was like, we should hang out. And she's like, sure. And he goes, how do I know if it's a date? And I go, easiest way, kiss her.
Yeah.
If she doesn't let you, or if she's like, hey, wait, we're just hanging out as friends. Yeah. I go, if you try to kiss her, you're going to know right away if she's into you or not.
Yeah. And might as well find out sooner than later.
Right.
Instead of waiting around for a couple of months.
You That's exactly what I think. And then the other thing, too, is that if you kiss a girl at the end of the first date, this is like the new thing I've found. I wonder if you do this. Mm. First thing you should do on the second date, I think, is kiss the girl.
Oh, of course. Immediately. Because you're reconnecting them to that memory they had of the first date. And by the way, I have a video about this. Like, I don't believe in waiting to the end of a date to have the first kiss. Whenever it comes up, like, if an opportunity hasn't come up, or the chemistry is not there yet, the romantic chemistry is not there yet to the end of the date, that's why you wait. But there have been so many times, like, within an hour of talking to a girl, I'm like, it's on. It's so on. And I'll be like, you know, I'll just say something like, hey, listen, brace yourself, because I'm going to kiss you now. You know, whatever I say, but I don't wait to the end of the night. Because honestly, you know what happens? If you wait till, like, I'm going to wait till after dinner and after the movie and after the walk, it's like, that's fine. But if I wait, you know, we meet for drinks and within 90 minutes we're making out, the rest of the night, when we go to dinner, when we go to the movie, it's even more fun, because you're holding hands, you're kissing throughout the night. Instead of worrying about, am I going to kiss at the end of the night? It's like, no, how much are we going to kiss
today?
It's
so true, and it takes all the pressure off that
last
moment.
So much pressure, absolutely.
You know what I think is a great first date? I had this recently, and it's cheesy, and it's like so old school. Shooting pool. I swear to God, look, we went to this dive bar, we had drinks, we start playing pool. It's so great because you're not sitting across from each other, you're standing, you can get close to each other, and we ended up kissing before the date was even over, which is so rare.
Yeah. But I mean, I think it's so funny because pool is such a guy go-to thing.
I love it.
No, but you get to, like, walk around each other and stuff like that. And the guy's always going to do the, let me help you set up the shot and, like, you know, get behind you and do all that bullshit.
Of course. And we know, and we purposely are like, oh, yeah
definitely. Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And you push out your butt a little bit more. Of course. But, like, for me, my first date always is, let's meet for drinks real quick. Because, like, let's just talk.
I do that too.
Yeah. If we can't hold a conversation with that activity for the first 30 minutes, it's not going to go anywhere anyway. And, by the time we leave the bar, I know if we're hooking up or not. I can tell, like, most dates, I've said this so many times, if I'm not making out within 90 minutes, then it's probably not going to go anywhere. It's just my experience.
I agree with that.
You know?
How about this? You and I shot a video about not hitting on your friends.
Yes, yes.
Now, I want to talk about this because I do. Well, first of all, do you remember what we talked about in the video? Basically, the gist of it is you said, don't hit on your friends.
Yeah.
But what if you have a friend that you catch feelings for? You start to like
only,
that friend.
Well, I think we touched upon that in the video. Only and only if, and you got to be solid sure, like, if you know, like, look, it's not just I like my friend. Like, there's something very special here. And I feel like a real chemistry and a real connection for, like, a future long-term thing. That is the only reason to take the risk on breaking up that circle of friends. Because if it doesn't work out, you're absolutely dividing the friends. Like, a divorce, it's going to happen. Like, people are going to take sides. And the thing is, like, most guys, and unfortunately, actually, men and women both do this. Most people make the mistake of, you touched upon it before, they fabricate, is there a real connection? Or do I just like this person so much? I think there's a special connection. And because people like that...
Wait, guys do that too?
Guys do that, absolutely. It's like, you know, I'm like, dude, you're just horny and she's hot and she works in your office. That's a big mistake. No, there's a real connection. All right, if you had three other girls that you were casually dating, you had more options, you'd be thinking more clearly. But because she's your only option right now and you have proximity and accessibility at work, that's why you're focusing on this girl. And that's why I'm always telling people, like, just to be better to be safe than sorry. When in doubt, do without. Just do not date any of your friends. And only any, like, once in a while have I met someone in my friends group. I'm like, no, this is something. I'm going to take the risk. Like, fuck it. But in general, it's not worth the risk, because, you know, you all have options outside of work, outside of your friends. You know, it's such a big mistake. I just think it's such a big mistake.
Have you, when was your last relationship? I haven't ever asked you really, like, personally.
I have, no, it's good. That's fine. My last serious relationship, oh, she was so fucking hot. It was 2 years ago. She was, I'm very good about privacy, and so I always try to give as many details without giving too many details. But what I can say is, she was a lawyer. Not what, she's a lawyer. Just fucking gorgeous. God damn it. I got to stop having memories. Like, and we had instant chemistry. We made out the night we met. I think if we didn't bang like the second night, I mean, we had sex very quickly. And then we were together for a year. And the thing is, that was a situation. We were together for a year, instant chemistry. And when I have that strong of a connection, it is not hard for me to stop dating everyone else casually. It's never been hard. The three serious girlfriends I've ever had, when I make a decision of like, whoa, this is someone I want to get to know and spend time with, it's never been hard for me to just text everyone else like, hey, listen, let's take a step back. It's fine. And that's why I'm not fooled into believing it's a real relationship if it's not, because I'm like, look, I'm always juggling three or four people. So, like, it gives me clarity, because I'm like, I'm not doing this because I'm horny. I'm doing this because I'm really into you. But yeah, that was about 2 years ago. And I've only had like a couple of like just casual relationships since.
Are you always the one? You said there were three girls that you've like seriously dated. Are you always the one to initiate the exclusivity?
No, it's almost been like off by like an hour, but it's always been almost at the exact same time. That we're like, you know, I think we're just both acknowledging this is different. Like, this is not just a regular hookup. And like, I remember the relationship I had before that, we both met online or something like that. I forgot. It wasn't Match.com. It was something. And because there was a time I was on Match.com and OkCupid because I was so busy. I was traveling so much that I wasn't hanging out in bars or clubs. I'm like, I have no time to meet people.
Yeah.
And I normally wouldn't meet people in the street, but I'm like, or in a store. But I'm like, no, I'm not doing anything except flying, performing, and coming home. And I fucking cleaned house on Match.com and OkCupid. It was just a crazy amount of relationships back to back. But the one girl who ended it all, I remember our first date was great. And by our second date, I didn't tell her this because I'm not going to freak her out. But by the second date, I just took my profile off Match.com or whatever it was. I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to meet other people. And I was with that girl for a couple of years.
No way. And you knew exclusive. After 2 days.
I knew after 2 days. I honestly knew after the first date, but I'm like, let me just be careful. Let me just wait for a second. And she admitted to me later. She's like, yeah, honestly, I knew.
No way.
She's like, she had been kind of casually dating someone too. She's like, yeah, I'm not dating anyone else. I'm like, yeah, me neither. Because we were both like, we're both kind of like, not party people, but we were both dating other people at the same time. But when we both met each other, we both knew like, yeah, I'm not, you know, I'm done with everyone else. It's just going to be you and me.
See, this is interesting because you are, I've known you for a while, yeah. And I've known you not to really be a, quote, relationship guy, although you had them. But I mean, like, to me, in my mind, you're a guy that dates a lot of girls.
Yeah, I do. I have the ability to, like, it's almost sociopathic, but I can turn on a switch of, like, click, yeah, I don't miss, I'm not, because guys are like, but you're missing out on all these other girls. I'm like, I'm fine. It doesn't matter. I've had plenty of fun.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's fascinating, is that means guys, if they like you enough, will do it.
If they like you enough, absolutely.
Yeah, because, I mean, I know, I've met a lot of guys, especially recently, that have this thing about putting a label on things. Guys always say, like, oh, everything is cool till you put a label on it. Like, I even had a guy that I could tell was so into me. He was calling me every day. Mm. He wanted to hang out all the time. And then I was the one that brought up, like, you know, I think I'd be kind of bummed if I found out you were seeing other people. Yeah. And the minute he was like, oh, I don't do labels. I don't do labels. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to. And I've heard that from guy friends, too. And I'm just like, so when guys are like, I don't want to do labels, it just means they don't like you enough, don't you think?
It could be that. I think half the time it is that reason. But the other half, it's like, even if they're really, really into you, they're just not mature enough to, like, deal with that commitment thing. Which is, it's understandable. A commitment is a big fear for guys. They don't want to admit, oh, no, I'm fine. I think it's fine to be old. Okay, I think it's totally fine to be mature enough to say, yes, I fear commitment. It's an issue. I'm working on it. But that's where I am right now. It's okay, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
But most guys won't admit that, so they'll say that. Oh, I don't believe in labels. And I personally, you know, it's funny. I don't believe in labels either, but I don't care if a girl uses a label. I'm like, look, I don't care if you want to call me your boyfriend or whatever you want to call me. I'm not going to tell you not to say that. What I'm saying is, like, maybe because I grew up in Harlem, but, like...
Wait, what if you're not her boyfriend? What if you're just dating casually?
I don't care.
She's like,
this
is my boyfriend.
I'm like, look, if you want to call me that, I can't... Because you know why? Because I can't control what you do anyway. So when we're not together, you're going to say that. And the thing is, I really don't usually say girlfriend... Like, you know, I just say, like, I think it's the hood in me. I'm like, that's my girl. That's it. I just
but
say,
wait,
that's
my wait, woman. Wait, wait. But so if you're with a girl who's not your girlfriend and you're at a party and she introduces you to her friend as my boyfriend, Elliot, that doesn't bother you?
No, I don't care. I'm like, if you want to say that, I don't care. It doesn't matter. I don't have a lot of hangups. I'm not a jealous person. I don't care. Guys are like, wait, so this girl's going to date
other guys?
Those guys
would shit their pants and run out of the party. They'd be like, what did she say? But I'm gone. Like, that's
it. All I care is the only things I don't want to hear out of her mouth is, we're not banging anymore. That's the only label I don't want to hear. That's the guy I'm not banging anymore. If she says that, I'm like, we got an issue. You want to call me your fucking husband in front of your friends? I don't care. You know?
What?
It doesn't matter to me.
Crazy.
Because I know what the truth is. I'm like, whatever you... Look, girls and men, but girls are just insane. I'm like, look, whatever you need to say to yourself to make yourself happy, I don't
care. Wait, but this is why girls are insane, just so you know. Because let's say that we're dating and I introduce you as my boyfriend. Apparently, somewhere along the way, I got in my mind that you're my boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're saying in your mind, you might be like, I'm not her boyfriend, but she can call me that, but I'm still banging two other girls.
Yeah.
That could mean you're on totally different playing fields.
No, I mean, okay, what I'm saying is if she knows I'm not her boyfriend, but she just feels like calling me that, that's fine. If I think she's deluded, like, hey.
That's crazy.
Yeah, if she's deluded, like, hey, so this is my future fiance, I'll be like, hey, all jokes aside, you don't really think that, do you? And she's like, oh, no, I'm just joking around. But no, I know what you mean. Okay, so if a girl goes, this is my boyfriend, if I don't think she's joking around, I'll pull her aside and be like, hey, listen, I don't want you saying that, whatever, to get you over with your friends.
Okay,
but
thank
you
God.
Know, I'll be like, you know I'm
like,
dating
please
other girls,
tell me
right?
You're not letting all these girls. I'm imagining, like, all these girls running around L.A. like, yeah, Elliot Chang's my boyfriend, and they all think it for real.
No. First of all, I think most girls, because I'm a comic, think, like, oh, he's not going to get serious. It's either or. They either misguess. They either think I'm definitely serious or I'm not serious at all. And, again, I don't care. It doesn't matter because statistically, the girl has the same amount of chance. She has the same amount of... you know, probability of disappearing on me no matter what. So it doesn't matter. Oh, she disappeared because I wasn't serious enough. Oh, she disappeared because I was too serious. It doesn't matter. So I'm like, look, if you're going to disappear, I'm going to go out to CVS Pharmacy and run into another girl and start dating her tonight. It doesn't matter, you know?
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, I know. I'm a sociopath. All right.
No,
I swear to God. Okay, I swear to God. I'm a great... Okay, you know
what?
Actually...
You know what? You're not a sociopath or we would have banged by now.
I know.
Because that's my type.
This is the thing. I am a great boyfriend... but probably not the best person to date because I'm gonna drive you crazy because I'm not gonna be like a typical guy. So you're not gonna be able to control me and manipulate me the way you'd want to. So I'm probably a nightmare to date because girls don't have any power. But I'm a great boyfriend because once I commit, I'm like, you're gonna feel like a queen 24/7. There's no like when guys are like, aren't you worried about she's gonna meet up with her ex-boyfriend, have lunch to catch up? I'm like, if she was gonna bang another guy, she's gonna bang another guy. All I can do is bring what I bring to the table. If I'm not taking care of business behind closed doors, she's gonna bang someone else anyway. I can't lose my mind every night about that. Like, I think I'm a great catch. I think I'm nice to you. I think I treat you well. If you want me to eat you out for an hour, I do it. I'm not into ass. You want me ass play? I'll do it. Whatever you need me to do, I'll do it. So if you meet a guy who can do, if you meet a guy who can offer you more than I can offer you, you should fucking go be with him. Like, you know.
So what you're saying basically is you're hard to get, but you're great to have once they get you.
Once they get me, absolutely. I think all three girlfriends, if I had them here, they'd be like, yeah, he was great.
I'm sure you are. A great guy. You're very sensitive. Great. You're very kind. I don't think you're really a sociopath at all.
I can. I just have a, you know what, it's not sociopath. I'm able to compartmentalize emotions, and that drives people crazy. So,
that drives women crazy because we can't.
Yeah. Yes. That ain't my fault. That ain't
it's
my responsibility.
It's like the reason men like tits, because they don't have them. I mean, we can't. Trust me when I tell you, I have tried to compartmentalize, and it is almost impossible.
It's hard for women. I feel
bad. It's really hard. Yeah. Even like recently, I had a fantastic booty call going. This guy is so hot. He's so good in bed. And as long as I didn't know him too well or like him too much, it was fine. And then you know what happened? I got to know him just a little too well. And it's not that I caught feelings. Yeah. It's the opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
His personality turned me off, and now I can't fuck him.
You're like, this is who I've been banging this whole time? I've been banging this moron this whole time?
I'm like, damn it. Yeah. I was so excited about it.
Sometimes it's better. The less you know is better. Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to know anything. If I find a guy that's a booty call, I had one that was so perfect. We literally would only text for sex and send dirty photos, and we would hook up, and that was it.
Yeah.
And that's all I wanted it to be. And then eventually, it just ended because, like, it just got too complicated.
Well, it's going to run its course anyway. Booty calls can only go for so long.
Yeah, it can only last so long.
Yeah, for sure.
This is one more interesting topic that I want to bring up because this is something that just happened to me, and I think this probably is a scenario that many men have been in, so we can speak to this. So you came to my birthday party the other night.
And By the way, I want to say this. You looked, you know what's really funny? You looked great, but I mean, you always look great, but I was going to say this. I forgot to tell you that night because it was just such a busy night, but like, you looked very beautiful, but it very classy, beautiful, because most girls on their birthday are going to hooch it up. And not that we both know, it's not like you don't have hoochie outfits, but
you
know. But what I'm saying is, for a birthday, for a Hollywood birthday in LA, you'd expect like, all right, I'm gonna fucking totally whore it up. But you know, you look like a very classy lady of like, oh, this is like the Princess of Monaco's niece or something. I mean,
oh my God.
It was very, it was unexpected.
Well, you know why, to be fair? Okay. The reason is because earlier that day, I'd posted a video of me ballet dancing.
I finally saw that.
On my Instagram. So I thought to myself, I can't post that video and then also look slutty tonight. So I have to class it up now to make it look like I'm, you know, only a whore at the ballet class. So, but thank you. Yeah.
Which is, by the way, probably very confusing for the guys you date, because if they follow you on social media,
it is.
And then you're such a classy girl, because that, okay, so that's a thing. Before you get to what you're going to say, I'll just hit this. Okay.
Bring that up.
All right. I think one of the biggest obstacles you have is that you have such a great career. Like, because you have such a great social media and comedy act and all this stuff, unfortunately, in this day and age, it's hard to tell a guy like, hey, listen, let's go out, but don't look me up on social media till after our first date.
Trust me, I know.
And the thing is, because most guys can't separate the character of like Kate the performer and Kate the person. Because what I know of you is that you are a very sweet, classy person, you know, when it comes to being, when you're in a real interaction. But guys are going to assume the performance Kate is who you are. And then because of that, they're going to tweak their personalities to match that. So when they show up, it really is a formula to not have a long-term relationship, because they're looking for like, where's Party Kate dancing naked? And you're like, where's my Prince Charming who's going to treat me like a normal person?
You're so right.
And that's where the conflict comes. Like, a lot of times I'll tell girls, like, you know, I won't tell them that I have a big social media presence. I'll just mention I'm a comedian and just move on from that. And because I've had girls say, like, you know, show up on the first day, like, yeah, so I looked you up online. So you do all these videos of picking up girls. Is that what you do? And so it takes me like 20 minutes to diffuse that situation. And I do. I'm used to it. I'm like, listen, yeah, that's what I did. But that was before I met you. And are you going to tell me you don't meet guys in bars before you met me?
Right.
This is just on camera. That's the only difference.
Everyone has a history and a public. Yeah, it is definitely in show business. It's difficult. That's why when I meet guys that aren't on social media,
that's the best for you. I think that's the best.
Initially, immediately, I'm like, let's get to know each other. Yeah. And I mean, it is hard, but I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway,
what were we going to say?
So I have my birthday party the other night.
Yes.
Now, I felt like I was on The Bachelorette at my birthday party. Okay. So I'm at the party. I had invited a guy that I'm interested in. Okay. We've been on just a couple dates. But we have not hooked up.
By the way, you said this the other time. Every time you say this, like, to me, there's no penetration. It's not a date, but go ahead. You're hanging out.
We just didn't hook up.
Okay, then at least that's still a date, but go ahead.
All right, fine. So there's one, okay? Then my friend invited another one who I've been out with a couple times as well, who I also haven't slept with, and he came.
Okay.
Now, I warned this guy. I was like, listen, just so you know, I'm going to be really distracted at my party.
Yeah, of course.
There's going to be a lot of people there. I won't be able to give you, you know, undivided attention.
Yes.
You won't know anyone there. Kind of basically was trying to get him to,
yeah,
like, not come.
Yeah, pretty much.
But he came anyway.
He's going to come. Of course he's going to
come. So now they're both there. Then two other guys show up that I've made out with. But
yeah,
I haven't had sex with any of these people, which is good, okay? But what I'm curious about, just from a guy's perspective, is what I noticed is the less I gave them all attention, the more they kind of tried.
Of course.
And the guy that won was sort of the guy that came, hung out about an hour, stayed back a little bit, and then left, and then texted me later like, hey, let's hang out soon.
Yeah.
The other ones kind of seemed like they were hanging out, waiting, like,
yeah,
who's going to be the last,
yeah,
guy at the party.
Yeah.
And then eventually they all left, and none of them got the rose, you
right,
know?
Right.
But what I want to know is, have you been the guy in this scenario? Like, do you think they all knew? And what do you think the proper play is?
I think they could definitely, first of all, as a guy, I was assuming, like, look, it's our birthday. If we're casually kind of hooking up, there's got to be some other guys here. I don't know who they are, but there's got to be at least one other dude here that she's doing that with, because, like, look at her. Like, you know, I'm going to assume I'm the only one she's casually,
really,
meeting up with. Absolutely. And then also guys can sense it. They'll be like, all right, look at me. What do I look like? Is there any other guy that has my vibe? Not my, you know, not that they look exactly like me ethnically or style-wise, but, like, do I see any individual guys here? It's like, this guy's here by himself. He's not with their pack of friends. He doesn't know any of her friends. So he's a solo. I'm a solo. I think he and I are both hooking up with her. Oh, there's another dude standing by himself. You know what I mean? That's what I would assume.
Really?
I would absolutely assume that. But it's okay, because I'd only feel weird about it if I'm like, well, we've already been banging for a while, so are you still hooking up with this guy? They just let me know. But none of them can say anything. It's like, look, we only made out. It's your birthday. Everyone's here. Okay. You
would
know?
You invite a girl? Like, if you were having a birthday party, would you invite more than one girl that you've been seeing?
I never invite any girls to my birthday party.
What?
I never invite any girls to
any
my birthday.
Any girls?
No, absolutely not. Because only if it's like, well, this is the girl, we're really starting to really see each other, so I want you to be there. But if it's girls I'm just casually dating, I'm like, no, I don't want all three of them to show up and have to deal with that. So I'm like, no, I'll just tell them, like, hey, you know, I'm hanging out with my friends on my birthday, but how about, like, the day before? Like, you and me could do something just for you and me. But I'm like, no, I don't want to have to deal with introducing three separate women to all my different friends. I don't have to deal with them, like, meeting each other, like, wait, what? You're dating Elliot, too? Like, I don't want to deal with any of that. Like, I don't care. And it's like, oh, don't you get laid on your birthday? Like, I don't care. You know?
It's so funny that you bring that up, because when a guy invites me out with him and his friends, like, I had a guy invite me to a birthday,
yeah,
and I was the only girl that he invited.
Okay.
Okay. And then I met his buddies, whatever. And then in my mind, that kind of meant, like, oh, this guy's really into me. Like, he introduced,
yeah,
me to his friends. He,
yeah,
invited me to his birthday, whatever. Then I was really surprised when I found out, like, he still was, like, very casual about the whole thing.
Right.
And then as a girl, here's the thing. I get embarrassed as the girl, because then I feel stupid, because then I'm like, oh, how embarrassing if I'm just, like, the girl they met Wednesday, and then Friday there's the girl they met, and then,
yeah,
Sunday there's the girl they met. So I just think guys should not introduce you to their friends unless they're serious about you.
Absolutely.
You agree?
I absolutely agree.
Thank you.
If you happen to meet my friends by coincidence because we run into them or something, I'm not going to be like, I'm not going to introduce you.
Right.
But I don't go out of my way to be like, yeah, come over for Thanksgiving dinner and meet my family. Like, absolutely not. Because I'm sorry, like, it takes a couple of months for a girl to meet my friends or whatever.
Well, like, it's embarrassing, too. You make the girl look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Because the girl then the next time I meet your friends again, they know, like, oh, she's number three,
yeah,
in the rotation. So
I mean,
embarrassing.
There are guys, I have friends who date as much as I do, so they know, like, I'm not going to put a lot of time into meeting. Like, if they bring a date to a party, I don't put a lot of time into meeting her. I'm polite, but I don't really get to know her because I'm like, look, I know the deal. She might be gone next week. I don't have the time to meet every girl you bring in here. So,
yeah. The flip side of that, though, is I always bring a guy out to meet my friends as soon as I think I'm into him at all. And,
mm-hmm,
that's because if the girl's friends don't like the guy, that's a deal breaker.
That's
guys
true.
Don't really care as much.
No, guys don't care because they're,
yeah,
like, I'm still going to bang this broad. I don't care. I'm going to bang this broad.
Yeah.
I've definitely had two girls show up on the same night to something accidentally. Like, you know, I didn't know it was...
a comedy show?
No, it wasn't a comedy show, but it was an event. And, like, one girl I was kind of seeing, and the other girl I was seeing, like, a little bit less. and I did kind of like casually mention it, but I didn't think it registered with either of them. You know what I mean? So like it wasn't, I didn't know there was a chance. And so one showed up, I'm like, oh, that's cool, one showed up. And literally, one's sitting down, and I happen to be looking over her shoulder to the door, and then the other girl walks in the door. I'm like, okay.
Oh, shit.
This is a small, like, this is a small, like, room.
How did you feel? I felt my heart drop at my birthday party. Yeah. I was like, fuck, now what do I do?
Like, okay, my first go-to in my head is like, all right, listen, if it comes out, it comes out. I don't owe any of these girls anything, but let me see if I can avoid that happening. And I just kept them on different sides of the room and just kept bouncing around and just waited for one. And I was like, yeah, you should take off because I'm going to be here for a while and blah, 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 you know. And then that girl took off and then the other girl stayed, which was fine. But then, this is crazy, but then that same night, so the one girl stayed who actually really wanted her to stay. She stayed. But then there was a different girl who I didn't know and I met that night who was like a fan of mine, I guess. And that girl started following me around the club and was and she's like, hey, listen, so like, we should leave. Like, you know, I live down the street. We should hook up, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no, that's cool. And I just kept it very casual. Like, no, you know, I'm here with some friends and this and that. And finally, I'd be like, listen, because the girl was literally like circling. Like, if I would cross the room, she'd cross. Be like, so listen, seriously, let's go hook up. And I'm like, listen, at a corner, I'm like, look, and I use the word girlfriend just to say, I'm like, look, I actually have a girlfriend and she's here right now. So, you know, I don't want any drama, so, like, we should just not, you know, talk anymore, blah, blah. And the girl's like, listen, I don't give a fuck if you've got a girlfriend. Like, I can just give you my address. I'll leave now. Just meet me later, and we'll bang, you know? And I won't tell her, you know? And I was like, look. And honestly, I was just like, no. Because by that time, I felt like, this girl's kind of psychotic. So
most likely.
Yeah, most likely.
And a fan. Yeah. You got to be careful with fans.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So I was like, you know, it's too many red flags. So I'm like, no. And then I got into a little bit of trouble, I guess, because then the girl who was there was like, who was that? Who was that girl who's following you everywhere? I saw she cornered you at the bar. Like, what the hell was that about? And I was like, hey, that wasn't me. Like, I didn't invite her, and I got rid of her. Like, I got rid of her for you. Like, you know, I didn't. You know, I didn't.
That's the worst as a guy when you're trying to do the right thing. Yeah. Like, I'm with the girl. And then the girl's like, who the fuck is that? But it's like, come on, I just turned down sex.
Yeah. Like, that wasn't planned. Like, I didn't tell her to come here. She cornered me and this and that. And that calmed down. It didn't matter. Like, it all smoothed out. But I've definitely had that happen. It's not an ideal situation. But when in doubt, guys, male or female, like, you can always just tell everyone to go fuck themselves and walk out the door.
I think that's a great note to end on. When in doubt, tell everyone to go fuck themselves and leave. Perfect. Dude, you are such a great guest. I feel like I could talk to you about this shit for hours.
I have so much, you know, we'll do another episode. I have so many, like, it's funny. We didn't really do any date fails.
I know. Do you have a horrible date story?
I have something that happened this weekend that's
tell
crazy.
It. Please tell
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I can fit this in. All right.
Yeah, tell it.
Because you know what? I wanted to get your opinion on this because.
Great.
Because I think I'm in the right, and Kate's usually a solid, like, trooper. Like, Kate's a soldier in the sense that, like, she can separate being a woman and just give me an honest opinion and not take the side of a woman just because you're a woman, you know?
This is true.
All right, here are the bullet points. And okay. Again, I'm going to try to protect the innocent. All right, met this girl in June, tall, like, 6 foot, European lady, beautiful, gorgeous. And we met, we hit it off right away. And we immediately just spent the week. She was only visiting because she was visiting from Europe. We immediately spent the weekend together in her hotel. It was great. And we hung out. We banged. I showed her to town. Like, you know, at night we'd bang. During the day, we'd go around. We had a great time. And it was really cool because it was a very subtle understanding of, like, look, we're only here for this. You're only here for this weekend. And even when I said, I'll drop you off at the airport. Like, I got a car. So even when I dropped her off, wow. I was like, hey, listen, you know, I don't know when I'm going to see you. And she cut me off. She's like, I know. I got, because I was like, I don't know when I'm going to see you again. She's like, look, I know. It was great meeting you. Like, you know, keep in touch. We have WhatsApp. We can message every now and then. And, you know, if I'm ever back in the States and, you know, if you ever come to Europe, I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And so, like, you know, every few weeks we just, like, message, hey, how are you? This and that. Just keeping it light. Every now and then do a phone call. How are you? You know?
Yeah.
She ends up getting a job in the States, a couple of states away. I'm not going to say this. Again, I'm trying to protect
it's
everyone. But in a different time zone. So this weekend. Okay, we were trying to figure out the times, and I finally had a free weekend. And so this weekend, I went to visit her. Okay, now, again, you don't owe me anything. You don't owe me anything because if, you know, just because we banged before doesn't mean you owe me. You don't have to bang again. Doesn't mean we have to make out.
Sure.
But I personally believe if you're the girl and you're thinking that's off the table, you should let the person know before they come to town just so they know, like, hey, just so you know, like, I started dating someone.
Totally.
I still want to see you.
Yep.
You know? But I was like, whatever. And I, because I basically, obviously, long story short, over the weekend, like, we didn't bang, we barely made out, which is fine.
Did you stay with her?
And the thing is, it's the weirdest thing. I stay in her hotel where she's staying, and like, because her job put up in a hotel right now, and like, we slept in the same bed. You know, we made out a little
bit
every now and then, but no sex. And I'm like, look, you don't own me.
Did she say why?
No. Now this is the thing. She didn't say why, and so this is how it went. The first night I got there, like, I met her at a club because she was there with her friends, and I got there, really happy to see me, hugging me, like, oh my God, it's so cool you're here. That night when we back to her place, I mean, you know, of course in my head I'm like, well, statistically, this is where we'd be banging.
Of course.
You know, because I haven't seen you in 6 months. You
yeah.
know? But even on the ride home, like, we're holding hands in the car, and she's like, you know, she's dropping the hints of, like, you know, I'm really, really tired. I'm like, all right, fine. I guess she's not in the mood to bang tonight. Fine. I'll see what happens. I'm still going to try to make out with you because I just want to at least kiss you. And if that turns you on enough that you wake up, well, bang. But if it doesn't, I'd be happy with just making out because I haven't seen you in a while. I get in the bed. And so she's like, hey, she hugs me again, like, I'm really happy to see you. So I start kissing her a little bit. We start making out a little bit. And then she's like, look, I'm really tired. I'm like, all right, cool, you know? But normally, anytime a girl said that, she's always said, hey, I'm really tired, but I swear to God, I'll bang you in the morning. A girl's always said that. She's like, hey, I have a headache, but I swear to God, when I wake up, we'll bang in the morning.
Yeah.
But she was just like, hey, I'm really tired. I'm like, okay, no worries. Spent the next day together, walking around, you know, and every now and then, we went to the mall, walking around, you know, shopping, chilling out. Every now and then, like, I lean over to kiss her, but it was kind of like a cold fish kiss, and I'm like, okay.
Weird.
Very weird, very weird. And then I didn't plan any shows in town, and she was like, hey, you know, I'd really like, you know, I haven't seen you on stage since I met you. I'd love to see you do a show. And I'm like, all right. So I contacted a club and I was like, hey, I'm in town. Here are my credits. Can I get up? And they're like, yeah, come on over. We'll give you a guest spot. And so, but as the day went on, she's like, you know, because we were supposed to go to a party that night. She's like, you know what? I don't think there'll be enough time to go home, change, and go to the club. So why don't you go to the club? I'll go home and change, and we'll meet at the party. I'm like, that's fine. Totally fine. And I go to kiss her, like, you know, because we're about to separate. So I go to kiss her, and then she gives me the cheek. And I'm like,
no,
all right.
Way.
Like, so we're like this close, and she turns, and I'm like, motherfucker, that's absolutely deliberate. There's something going on
Did
here.
Did you ask?
Okay. So by the time I got back from the show on this was Saturday night, she texted me. She's like, hey, listen, whenever you're done with the show, just come home because I'm actually not feeling well. So I'm not going to go to the party. I'm like, all right, that's cool. I got home and she's sleeping, and I'm like, all right, well, I'm not gonna fucking jump someone when they're sleeping. So the next day, and I honestly, by this time, I'm like over it, because I'm like, you should have told me what's going on. And normally that is the point where I'd be like, listen, you don't owe me anything, but like, clearly,
yeah, you bought a plane ticket,
yeah,
you came all the way there,
we have a history of banging. It's
let
not
me
like
ask
we,
you one
okay,
thing
yes.
Over the course of time between when you guys first hooked up,
yeah,
and when you saw her this time and you were texting and
yeah,
talking, was there sexting, was there any flirty texting?
It was, but it would come and go, so sometimes
okay,
there'd be a lot of flirty sexting,
like maybe she was seeing someone,
right,
break
right
up,
which
then,
is
okay,
fine,
yeah,
but just tell me, you know, like, you could have even told me, like, before I got on the plane, be like, all right, well, that's kind of a disappointment, but I'll still hang out. It's still, because she's still a cool person.
Yeah.
And by the way, this person is a awesome,
great
cool
person.
It's
yeah,
just something was off. And on Sunday, I was over. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to even, like, I normally would be like, what's going on? But I'm like, you know what? I'm over it. Like, I'm not even going to try to bang this chick or do anything. She's going to have to, like, come to me. And, like, she went to sleep early that night. She was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to go to sleep early. I'm like, okay. And I was just like, night. I wasn't even like, and
of course.
And I think, but it's funny. I think by the end of the last day, I think she started feeling bad. Like, hey, you coming to bed? I'm like, no, I'm gonna watch TV for a little bit. And
she's
then
a stronger girl than me, because I would have at least had like pity sex at that
right
point, because I felt so guilty
right
about it.
And then I left, and I don't normally condone ghosting someone. I don't. But this is one of the situations where I'm like, you know what? I don't think this person would even understand where I was coming from. Like, I think she would just get very defensive. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to ghost this person for a couple of months, because I'm sure I'm getting like texts and messages like, hey, did you get home okay? And I'm like, I don't feel like dealing with it. And I'm sure in her head, she's like, I don't understand why he's not getting in touch
she
with me.
She has
you know
to know.
Right.
And then the worst thing is that as a girl, there's part of her that's probably like, oh, so he just wanted to bang me, which is totally unfair. This is what
please
I think.
Okay.
Okay. But it is. Okay. Here's what I think. I think there's someone else, obviously,
right,
that she's like really into, maybe in love with, who knows. And they're probably not together, or right. she wouldn't have had you come out.
Right.
They're probably like an on and off kind of thing, mm-hmm. and they're off, or they broke up and she's not over him. And she thought she would have you come out because she was enjoying the attention yeah. when you guys were flirty texting and it was a distraction. And then when you got there, she realized she wasn't like ready to bang you.
Or feeling
that's
it.
Not
just
what
not
she
feeling
was,
it
not
yet.
Feeling it
yeah.
or whatever. I think that's probably what it was, but yeah. she didn't want to tell you because maybe part of her was like, well, but he's a good guy and I might want him at yeah. some point. I think, but the only thing that's weird about that is that most girls in that situation, once you're there, especially, does she drink at all? Did you guys drink together?
Yeah, a little bit.
Because usually most girls in that situation would hook up with you to try to help get over yeah. whatever that yeah. situation is. And also, you guys fucked the last time.
Yeah, and we fucked a lot.
And it was good.
Yeah, and it
and
was really good.
And you hooked
really
up right
good.
Away. Yeah, that is a weird one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I could totally understand if it was like a blind date or we've never met yet, and she's like, well, I wasn't comfortable yet. But I'm like, look, we've already been, like, I've already been inside you.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the deal
no,
is.
No, that's a really weird one. Yeah. I don't think I've ever, I did recently have something happen with a guy that I did used to hook up with, and then we went out one night recently, and I did not go home with him,
okay.
and I specifically did it to make a point because I felt like when we were dating before, as soon as we started fucking, he stopped ever taking me out.
Right.
And so I was trying to show him that he needs to actually make an effort and
yeah.
take me out. But this is totally different.
Yeah, I've only had this happen once in my life ever. It happened one other time. And I swore, like, I will never put myself in a position again where I'm flying out to see someone
no.
and I'm not hooking up. Because again, I think it's a woman's responsibility. Actually, if a man flew in a woman, he should tell her ahead of time, like, listen, I just want you to know, I started seeing someone, so I just don't want to mislead you what might be happening. But if you say nothing and someone's flying in that you've already had previous
I
sexual
totally
relationships,
agree.
I think it's misleading. I think it's very misleading.
I couldn't agree more.
You know? And I think it's rude. And again, some girls can be like, she doesn't owe you sex. She doesn't owe me sex.
No, she doesn't owe you sex, but she at least owes you an explanation if things change drastically
yeah.
to where now she's not even kissing you.
That's the thing. Like,
you know?
I would have been fine. Like, it would have been okay for at least like being intimate and holding hands and kissing. She's like, look, I can't bang this. I got my period. And I'm really
good. Date fail though.
That is so that's why I was like, you know what? I actually have a date fail for you. So
I
that
mean,
was it.
Like, here's the thing, and I say it on all the time on the show, and it's easier said than done. But sometimes honesty is the hardest thing. But for
yeah.
everyone in both circumstances, it's like ripping off a band-aid quick. It's like this guy that I've been seeing. Like, I'm gonna have to tell him I'm just not really feeling it
yeah.
with you. Sometimes it's like putting down an animal. It's the
yeah.
humane thing
it's,
to do.
That's a great thing to say. Humane.
It's the humane
yeah.
thing to do.
And I've said
yeah.
this so many times. At the very least, yes, you're right. Confrontation
yeah.
is horrible. At the very least, men and women, just type it out in a text and just send it. Just
yeah.
send it. And
yeah.
then turn off your phone.
Yep.
But just send him a piece of information saying, look, I'm not going to ghost you, but you're not going to see me again. And this is why. Goodbye. That's it.
Yeah.
And then block their number.
But then also, fucking stick with it, bitches, because I'm one of those girls that, like, then you get lonely and drunk. And you just want a little attention, so you hit up the poor guy that you know will hit you back. Don't do that, okay?
Yeah.
Once you cut him off, delete the number. Gone.
All right.
Mic drop. This has been Date Fails. This is a great episode. I feel like this was very informative. You're fantastic. Everyone should go check him out on YouTube. He is awesome. It is youtube.com/ElliotChangOfficial, ELIOT
Chang. You watch me hit on strange girls.
You can watch him hit on strange girls. We should go out sometime and hit on people together and record
it
and give each other
That'd
tips
be
and shit. And you guys know you can follow me at KateQFunny on everything. And make sure you check out adamandeve.com. Please use my discount code DATE, DATE, adamandeve.com. This was a blast. Please come back again sometime.
Absolutely.
All right, cool. See you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.